Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. We're getting ready to go into the remainder of the subject entitled How to Rest in Your Soul. And for a subtopic in this teaching, we used why. If we claim we're born again and have God's Spirit living in us, there is no space to say that God's commandments are now grievous. The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 36, beginning at verse 24 down to verse 27, that when we are born again, we are able to keep God's statutes and do them. So if we claim we can't do the word of God, and we claim we can't rest and walk in the obedience to the word of God, then the Bible said, let every man be a liar and let God be true. Amen. The Bible said we can do God's commandments. And Luke chapter 1, verse 73 through 75 tell us we can do them all the days of our life. Praise God. Luke 6, verse 46, Jesus said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? If we claim we can't do God's words and we can't obey the Lord Jesus Christ, then the truth of the matter is we got to ask ourselves, have I ever really been born again? Because if I'm born again, I'm able to do the word of God. And the Bible said that the commandments of God, they are not grievous. So, again, let every man be a liar and let God be true. I want to call the saints to righteousness and true holiness, to discard all the lies and the messages that's coming forth in the body of Christ that declares nobody's perfect. No such thing as sinless perfection. We all going to sin. Nobody can stop sinning. No, these messages came from the heart and the mind of men, and they was inspired by demons. Born again people can keep the word of God. So let's go into the remainder of how to rest in your soul. And for a subtopic, we used why. God bless you.
But this is the oath. This is the promise of the father Abraham that he would grant unto us that you being delivered out of the hand of your enemies, that we might serve him without fear. Verse 75.
In holiness.
In holiness.
Righteousness.
Righteousness.
Before him.
Before him.
All the days of our
life. All the days of your life. Preachers don't preach that, but this is the Bible. You can live in holiness all the days of your life. You do not have to slip and slide, go through struggles like I did. I went through it. I wasn't always here, but when I was going through it, my doctrine was wrong. The truth is, you can get this thing right and keep it right all the way up to the trumpet blow. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. Why is that in there if it ain't true? Derek Prince, before he died, Derek Prince, you ought to go listen to him. He did a teaching on the origin of man, and he taught the soul from his point of view like I've never heard it. But Derek Prince said this. He said, people used to talk about this particular man. I forget his name, but he called his name. And if you go on the internet, Derek Prince, not Joseph Prince, Derek Prince. Derek Prince said they used to talk about this man, accuse this man for teaching sinless perfection. And he said, I don't know why people have a problem. Sinless perfection is really holy. Devil gave it a deep word, sinless perfection. It means holy, sir. And the Bible said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And you can't be holy with one sin. One sin voids holiness. So let's get it right. Derek Prince said, if the Bible tell you to do something and you can't do it, it is the most ridiculous book on the planet. But he said, I don't believe the Bible is ridiculous. I believe if the Bible says you can be perfect in God, I believe you can. And he said this. He said, Lester Summerall, well-known preacher, Lester Summerall made the statement before he died. He said, the charismatic movement has been great. I came in on the tail end of the charismatic movement. He said, it has been great. We have done great things, but unless we understand the soul, we can't go no further with God. Lester Summerall said that before he died, and God has given me the revelation on the soul, and because folks are lazy, they won't grasp this revelation, and when you don't grasp that revelation, you can't walk in the spirit and never sin again till you get it. All right, I'm proving now you can live this way the rest of your life. You don't hear messages like that. I just found a man preaching it. Thank you, Jesus, because I thought I was by myself in this region. Okay, 1 Peter 4. I ain't got nothing but the Bible. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Watch this. Everybody say this.
Ceased from sin.
One more time. You know why you can't stop sinning? Here's the problem. Suffering in the flesh. You know what that is? In that millisecond when you got to decide, God, me, you choose you. Instead of denying yourself, suffering, you choose you. And you so like doing you, it become hard to do God. That's why. Because you like doing you, and you will not deny yourself and walk in self-control. If you control yourself, and you can if you're born again, you will not sin. You sin because you let self have his way. I don't care what you say. That's what it boils down to. I don't care what you say. That's the problem. Because this Bible said when you get to yourself right, and God going to be number one no matter what. That Bible said you ceased sinning. Watch the next verse. That he may no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but through the will of God. That Bible says you can cease and never go back. Y'all see that?
Man.
When the last time you heard that, Tammy?
Huh.
Here, probably.
Yeah.
I'm just doing me. Yeah, I love you. But when I whoop your butt, don't say go run tell your wife, Pastor Lewis did me something. Pastor Lewis ain't did you nothing but whoop your butt with your full of pride. Say, let me stop. I love you, dude. Y'all know I love people. Amen. We believe they're going to make it. No, Sister Peggy, we believe all of them going to make it. We love them. Let me just quote Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. He give you 17, name 17 sins. And say, if you walk in the spirit, you won't ever do none of this. Then at the end, he said, lack of the which, meaning you won't do none of these 17 things and nothing like it if you walk in the spirit. So it seemed to me we ought to find out how to walk in the spirit before you claim you can't do this and come here trying to release my people. Free yourself. No, unfree yourself and believe this message until you get it. Free yourself to take a sin break. How dare you? And see if Apostle Webb up here, Apostle Webb be punching you, whooping your butt and from an apostolic pastoral point of view. And maybe he may do that the next time he up here. I ain't going to do it. I'm going to whoop you from my mantle. You be yourself, man of God. I like that anointing on you, but I'm going to be me now. I'm going to do me in the spirit. All right, Colossians 1:10. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all. What? All? No, some. You can please him in some things, but not all things. All pleasing. Being fruitful in every good work. Every? And increasing in the knowledge of God. That's part of the problem. You don't want to sit at the feet of Jesus and get this right. Colossians 4:12. All over the Bible, and these folks out here preaching prosperity, you can't live, can't stop sinning. What kind of church is that? That's a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde church out there. The church of Jesus Christ walking these scriptures. Amen. This is what real apostles do. Somebody sent from God to bring correction and direction. I correct and I show you direction how to get it right. Now, if you don't get it right, it's because you don't want to. That's why I can't deal with a preacher living in sin. If y'all let a preacher living in sin, know he going to hell and you under him, that say more about you than him. And even if you want to go over there, that says something about you and your character. Epirus, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayer that you might stand perfect. Nobody perfect. Oh, somebody lying, and it ain't this Bible. That you labor and fervent that you may stand perfect and complete. If you don't get that, and complete and some. All the will of God. I ain't read nothing but the scriptures, daughter. I ain't read nothing but the Bible. Who's stupid enough to argue with the Bible? If you big enough to go tell God, look at him, ain't nobody perfect. And all these 120 perfect in the Bible, you got the answer to God when you die. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, I told folk God have mercy on me. I explained mercy and grace. Grace don't keep you in no sin. Grace don't cover you in sin. Joseph Prince poisoned in the country. And all these folks letting him in their church, shaking his hand, is in agreement with his sin. May God judge you too. God didn't send that message to the church. And all he needed is an apostle. Apostle means somebody sent from God to bring correction and give direction. And apostles, true apostles, are not scared. That's why Jesus said, I'm going to send you apostles and prophets, and some of them you're going to kill. I may get killed doing this, but I'm sent by God, and I don't care what you do. It's a lying gospel in the country. Grace is God's ability and influence to walk and do the will of God. Mercy is what he gave us when we weren't doing the will of God. When I was struggling, I got up every day. I'm struggling in sin. If he let me live another day, his mercy kept me from being consumed. But then I realized that tomorrow not promised, so I better take advantage of the mercy I got today and stop sinning. Because if I die in my sin, I'm history. Mercy kept us. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of men. See, so because I know where I've been, I can have mercy on you. And I preach hard, preach strong. I ain't going to never lower the standard. I don't care nothing about Bill filling the rest of these seats up. I don't care. I don't care nothing about no dollar figure. I care about souls. And I'm not going to lower it. But what I will do is have mercy on where you are. Because God had mercy on me. Don't think because I stand up here and preach, I look at you ugly because you in a situation. Have we ever downed anybody? Yeah, I'm righteously angry. Bible said, be angry, but don't sin. I ain't see me sin. People don't know what sin is. You need to have a righteous indignation against the devil. Sure is quiet in this Presbyterian church. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy, because he had mercy on me, now I'm begging, pleading with you, preaching. My guts are proving everything by the word. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, that's sinless perfection, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The mind is a component of the soul. If you want rest to your soul, you got to learn to rightly divide the soul and spirit and then be taught in the soul, because it's the soul that got to get it right. And when the soul, who is the person, get it right, you can line up now and walk in the spirit. But if you never get the revelation of the soul, you don't understand this and never will. You'll never have God's rest in your soul till you get this message that I bring to the church, the soul. And so, renewing of your mind, main component of the soul is the mind, that you may prove. God said when you get this right, you'll prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I ain't gave y'all nothing but the scriptures to prove my statement. God has provided a way for all mankind to be born again, cleansed from all sin, and rest in your soul, and please him the rest of your life, and never sin again. Come on, hunter, the keyboard. And if you're not there, that's why we here. But if you run from us because you haven't attained this standard, you got to run to us and talk to us and let us help you where you need help. And if you still breathe, then I ain't going to stop working with you. Because my passion is everybody going to heaven in this church. Everybody in this church that hang in with this word, you going to heaven with me. I declare that in this house. Now, that don't mean that you're still in your sin. I'm dragging you. I ain't talking about that. You're going to have to get it right, straighten up like a apostle. Let's go, apostle. You got to make some decisions. All right, now I went through all of those scriptures proving that this is true. Now, why? Why, church? All over the Bible. Why we preaching another gospel? Why we don't preach this? Why you can't accomplish this? Because your sin and your flesh is bigger than God. And stop calling him God, because you and your ways and your flesh, that's your God. Now, if you want this life we preaching, prove it. Here's how you prove it. Put up Matthew 3:8. Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance. They teach it now. You don't have to repent. Joseph Prince and them teaching that they changing the definition of repentance. And they said, now you don't have to repent. I don't know why when that man about a month ago, you heard him say it too, hon. And it's recorded. When that man got up in the country and said that you can sin now and there's no more punishment for sin. When the last time y'all heard somebody call Joseph Prince's name out for saying that? Turn on your radio. I'm like, where's all these big platform boys? I know they heard him. I know TBN heard him because y'all got him on. Why ain't nobody addressing that? Well, God have to find an apostle. Apostle means somebody sent to address that. And it's like God to take nobody, nothing. He took a jawbone of an ass and beat a whole army. A jawbone. Here's another jawbone. Because somebody ought to be saying something about that. Folks believe in that stuff and on the way to hell. You still will die and go to hell. The soul that sinned it shall die. So if you want this, prove it by true repentance. And the fruit meet for repentance. In other words, people coming out, I repent. Where's the proof? Where's the proof? Because some people come up and repent, got plans to go right back out and do the same thing. That ain't no repentance. Prove it. All right, next verse. 2 Chronicles 7:14. These scriptures are true. So if we don't get this true deliverance, it ain't on God. You want to defend sin after being taught you don't have to sin? Well, keep defending your sin and keep it. I'm going to keep my holiness. I'm proud of y'all. Give yourselves a hand. But Chronicles, you found it? 2 Chronicles 7:14. My point is, if you really want this life, prove it. Have some fruit for repentance. Prove yourself if you're really repentant. Then he said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, and pray and seek my face. See, you're going to have to get seeking in your heart. You got to go after this. We got to go back to tearing for the Holy Ghost if we have to. It ain't no little zap and that's it. It ain't no little magical prayer. We'll pray, but you got to seek after this. You got to go after this. You got to hunger for this. And I know you know it's true. And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That's the proof. That's the proof. You got to turn. We'll be praying and teaching till Jesus comes. If you don't bring no proof that you really want this and have some proof of repentance in your life, you ain't going to get it. Amen. Turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive your sins. See, it's all about sin. Yeah, I preach on this a lot, but this the problem. Amen. I'll forgive their sins and heal their land. God promised what I'm preaching and what we're walking here, and he promised it to everybody. Now, why you don't have it? Here is why. Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, God won't hear me. God, you're asking him for it. You're coming for it. But something ain't making connection. You either got something in your heart or it's something you ain't doing. Like I said earlier, if you don't ever honor this word just because apostles don't ask you for money, heaven still hold you accountable. And it's something stopping it. And whatever it is, get it right if you want it. Because these are the only people going to heaven that's walking in the spirit and ceasing it. Acts 5:32, and we are his witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost who God has given to them that obey him. You really don't get the real Holy Ghost till you obey. They're trying to say you don't have to do nothing now. These are lying preachers. These are wolves in sheep clothing. You have to do something. He'll give you this power. You say, I already got the Holy Ghost. Well, why you don't have the power to see sinning? The real Holy Ghost stop you from sinning. We need to seek the real holiness and holy power of God and bring forth fruit meat for repentance. And the real power of God, when you obey, the obey is drop your life forever. Make your mind up in that millisecond in between these decisions. Make your mind up and the power of God will help you. And if the power don't help you, he know there's no fruit meet for repentance. Now, I'm closing right here. Do you have Hebrews 4:11-16 up there? All right. Preachers done put so much stuff in us over the years, it take time to dig all this foolishness out of these. That's why I stay on these preachers, y'all. God done called me to preachers. Don't y'all think I'm mad with nobody, have issues. Uh-uh. I'm just called to chasing the clergy. And I know they don't like me. I love them, but I ain't going to stop doing it. Okay, Hebrews 4:11. Now watch this. I want you to hear the context of this because my subject was how to rest in the soul. Now let these scriptures tell you how. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into his rest. The only point of labor is striving to enter into this that I'm preaching. This ought to be your goal, to enter in this with apostle preaching. So he said, Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, where you come rest in your soul, where you don't have to sin. Lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Why? If you don't believe this, it's unbelief. You don't believe these scriptures. First of all, you got to believe this report and believe this message, or you'll never get here. Next verse. For the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, watch this, even to the dividing of sunder of joints and marrow, which is the body, and the discern of the thoughts and the intent of the heart, which is the soul. So the Bible says the word is able to divide or sunder, separate and part. Why is saying that? Because he got to take you down, so to speak. That word is preached. It'll take you down and point out the problem. It divide asunder. And what the word going to fix is everything in your soul. So if you don't get the soul message, you'll never get this message. So it rightly divide and it'll discern the intents and thought. It'll find the problem in the soul that causing you to hinder and not walk in the rest. That's what he's talking about. And then it says, that's what this song was talking about. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. For all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him whom we have to do. Now watch this. He ain't talking about naked and not having on clothes. He's saying God's word, that word size you up, take you down, put the spirit over here, take the body. I don't know how he do it, but that's what the word, that's what the Bible said a word is doing when it's coming. And here's the problem, the soul. It ain't the spirit. It ain't the body. It's the soul. That word take you down, and that soul is naked before God. That's what he's talking about, naked. He ain't talking about clothes. Your soul is naked. He see the problem. And the preacher's trying to fix your spirit, feed your spirit. So, spirit, this is the problem. And this is where the revelation is lacking at. Derek Prince said, Lester Summerall said, if we don't understand this, he said, man, I've been all over the world. He said, profess to have it all. But he said, if we don't understand this, we can't go no further with God. He told the church that before he died. And here's a little jawbone of an ass preacher, got the revelation, and all you preachers running around the country saying this message ain't true. It's true. It says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him to whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have such a great high priest that is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to profession. For we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as you are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, grace to help. Not grace to cover you and let you do. Grace, he going to give you grace to strengthen you. Come boldly and grace help. Grace don't cover, grace help. Come boldly to the throne of grace and that you'll obtain mercy if you come to him, because you're already naked. You'll obtain mercy to let Curtis and Melville help you. Don't be ashamed. Y'all think... Man, I ain't going to never stop being me. I ain't going to never lower the standard, but come. It's already naked where you live. I can see in the spirit. But you have a high priest. When I was messing up, I had a high priest who was touched every time I was going through and every time I struggled. Sister Delise, I struggled so much. I fell so much. I got so tired of falling. But I had a high priest who had mercy on me. Why wouldn't I have mercy? And he said, because you know you got a high priest who's touched when you go through. He knows some of y'all struggling. He knows some people struggling. He knows some people going through. He know that. He already is naked. But he said, come boldly. That's what that scripture means. It don't mean come boldly because ain't none of us perfect. And you can come boldly and you can go back out and be imperfect. Well, that ain't the message. He said, he know you don't have it together in a lot of areas, but come boldly. Now let me give you grace to go out and say, glory to God, I'm walking like Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word and your spirit. I embrace this congregation this morning with the love of God. We preach the word without fear, no sugar in the Kool-Aid. We'll never lower your standard. But Lord, you said, come boldly. seeing we have a great high priest who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. I want this house to know we are touched when you are touched. I love you, may ever love you. Jesus love you more than we do. We will not rest until everyone is walking in the Spirit. And Father, I release my blessings upon this house. And I pray for every one of them. And decree and declare all of them will make it. We will be their model and example. They'll follow us as we follow you. And Lord, they will always strive for this rest in their souls. In Jesus' name. I love you, church. Love you, love you, love you. Love all of you. I love you, preachers. Love you, love you, love you. But I ain't playing with y'all. Give God some praise.
Well, praise the Lord. Our time is just about up, but I want to thank you for tuning in to the message entitled How to Rest in Your Soul. And for a subtopic, why? God's word is God's word. We can't add nothing to it, and we can't take nothing from it. The Bible says that when we're born again, we're able to keep God's statutes and do them. The word of God teaches us in the book of James, chapter 1, beginning at verse 22, all the way down to the last verse. It tells us to be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. If any man look into the perfect law of liberty and don't do the word, he's like a man looking into a glass and go away and forget what manner of man he was. The Bible said we can now do the word since we are born again. And I want you to take the word of God into your heart, into your life, and rest. Amen. The Bible said there remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. When you receive the Holy Spirit, the Bible said you're born again, and you're born and you have God's nature. You no longer have a sin nature. The Bible says 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. That means you don't have nothing old that's left in you. Now all you got to do is grow in grace and in the knowledge of God and grow thereby. And if you do, you'll grow in righteousness and true holiness according to Ephesians 4. And if you grow that way, you will be able to maintain God's standards all the days of your life. Confirming verses in Luke 1, starting at verse 73, go down to verse 75. The Bible said we can live in righteousness and holiness all the days of our lives. So any message that tell us we have to sin or we can't stop sinning, no such thing as sinless perfection, nobody's perfect. Guess what? God didn't teach you that. That didn't come from God. That came out of the heart and mind of men, and it was inspired by demons. The Bible says in Galatians 2, verse 17, is Christ the minister of sin? The answer is God forbid. So I thank you for tuning in today. I want to encourage you, glory to God, to go to www.someonecaresministry.org, and you can get more teaching of the word of God. Thank you for taking the time to pay attention to how to rest in your soul. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus.